All right, let's get started. I want to do something different for a few minutes. I want to talk to you about the importance of the will to cause and the activity which funds that energy, that will, that brings the qualities of this will to you, is soul alignment. Soul alignment is key to your growth, to your level of happiness, to the contentment you feel in every area of your life. It's so important to remember that soul is your co-creator. Because you don't create anything without soul's concurrence, if you will. Or perhaps a better word is allowing. Because as above, so below. And if you think about what you'll allow, and then think about your soul and how that might translate out to them having opportunities to learn to allow more through you. So, it's so important that we wanted to take this time to emphasize to you the importance of soul alignment. And if you truly want transformative, higher, finer, more loving creations in your life, this is the one relationship that can create it with you. And now, would like for you to put yourselves into a comfortable, upright position. Keeping your spine flexible and straight. Relaxing all the little muscles all along your spine. Just feeling these muscles relax. Following it all the way down to your tailbone. And focusing on the grounding experience of your tailbone. Feel your connection to the ground beneath you. Opening your awareness to your connection to the earth. Going all the way to the center of the earth. This deep, deep connection you have with the earth and all of her inhabitants. And from that place of connected awareness, would like for you now to focus on your will center, bringing all of your attention, your awareness, to your will center, opening all your senses and exploring the energy contained in your will center. And recognizing that you are the master for your will center. This will center follows your commands. And now, speaking aloud those words of soul alignment, using all your senses, opening up to the presence of your selfish soul and the presence of the Great One who operates through this center. We have one will. Our will is divine will. Our will is the will to love and the will to serve. And drawing that energy up into the heart center. Bringing all that energy up and into the heart. Energizing the heart with purpose and the will to be. And bringing to that a sense of love as service. And being willing to open your heart and love unconditionally everything, everyone, every win. We have one heart. Our heart is a willing heart. Our heart is willing to love and willing to serve. Gathering up all this energy, all together now, this loving will and this will to love, and drawing that energy up, moving the energy up as it follows your command. This energy moves into your mental fields, permeating them with this will to love and the will to serve. We have one mind. Our mind is a divine mind, a mind that sees through love, pure reason. And now, bringing all of that energy, every bit of it, every scrap of it, and drawing that energy up as you invoke the three, moving that energy up, minds, and moving it up again further still, united, and with the will, with the word, by pronouncing these words, your thoughts, your energy rises to the very highest level of light there is. Will to act, rising all the way up. And then descending down into the fields of your selfish soul. Will to act. And then all that beauty, that love, that wisdom descending into your mental field. Will to act. And now affirming, I see the greatest light, and you do see it. The highest light you can possibly imagine. And now bowing our heads to receive and to respect. The highest light controls. And now, taking all of this experience, all the energy, all, and bringing this energy into the perfect sky blue light of the throat. And in your mind and in your heart, and in one divine unified force for the good of all. And just allowing yourself to bathe in the light, in the presence of your soul, moving all through your fields, just by thinking of it, allowing soul's beautiful, truthful, patient, steady, loving, committed heart energy to move all through your fields, bringing unconditional love, grace, forgiveness, generosity, the ability to let go. Your soul knows how to let go. And because soul knows how to let go, it is able to bring in more new, more expanded, more beautiful and perfect forms. Be like your soul and master the art of letting go. Opening space for something more, something greater, something more fulfilling something more joyful. All of this energy, all of this knowing is within your soul. Put yourself in the position to experience this energy as often as you can. For the more you pursue this relationship, the more energy you put into your soul alignment, the more importance you give to your relationship with yourself as soul, the more beautiful, abundant, joy-filled, loving life you will lead. Open yourself up to all the good your soul can give to you. And now, with your soul, feeling your soul's presence all around you, you look at the path that has always been laid out before you. And you see there, on that path, a pool of light and a beam of light. And this beautiful, lovely shade of magenta, a pink, a deep, loving pink, like high heart energy. Because high heart energy is your quickest link to soul. And through soul comes the experience as you step into the light, the pool and the beam of light of the will to cause. Absorbing this energy, this knowing, this energy that urges you to create deeper and deeper connections to yourself as soul, to find your divinity, and to fully express yourself as soul, fulfilling your purpose, giving meaning to everything in your life. As you bring in this energy, which helps you to know what is on your path and what is a distraction. This energy of the will to cause, giving you perseverance and one-pointedness, the ability to focus your energy and to follow it to its conclusion. This energy is the cause of all manifestation, and you do well to think carefully about that. The causal plane is the plane of souls, and therein lies the esoteric clue right in front of you. the will to cause. That which causes you to make certain choices, to take certain paths, to make choices from which you draw your decisions. And breathing deeply now, breathing this energy in into the very cells and atoms of your physical body. Breathing in the energy of the will to cause. Absorbing it. And then radiating it outward in all directions. To all kingdoms. To the earth and the sun and the moon, all the stars and heavenly bodies, radiating out this energy of commitment and devotion, loyalty, and the ability to move energy and get things done, because you are working in harmony with the one being in all the universe who is your partner, who experiences everything you experience, who knows everything you know, and so much more. This is an outgoing energy, but still has definite impact. The more people who focus on the highest aspects of this energy, the better it is for all of humanity. So practice soul alignment. Bring all of yourself to it. And while you're doing this, invoking the energies of the will to cause and evoking the energies of the will to cause from within you, allowing this energy within you and without you, surrounding you, waves, and simply allowing it. Feeling yourself relax, breathing deeply, breathing it in. Breathing it in. Breathing it in. And letting go of any thoughts that question this connection. Let them drift away, returning to source, healed and transformed. Just just allowing your connection. While breathing in the energies of the will to cause. These energies coexist in perfect harmony. Stepping out of the light and allowing yourself this time with soul, opening your senses even more. Feel their presence and the love they have for you. Just the love. Just focusing on the love. That compassionate understanding with tolerance and inclusiveness, the generosity, the forgiveness, the patience. As they faithfully support you, believing in you, trusting in you, bowing first to the Great One. And thanking them for their energy, for their radiation. So grateful for that experience. And bowing now to your soul. Thanking it for this journey, this traveling, this path, walking it together. Coming slowly back into the room when you are ready. And with that, we bid you namaste.